Hi, and welcome back to Tell Me What Happened, the podcast that features folks from all walks of life telling us one true childhood story and how that event, that experience, has impacted who they are today. I'm your host, Jay Rehak, and anybody who's listened to me knows I've had my share of childhood experiences. Some of them were pleasant, a lot of them weren't so great, and a few were actually traumatic. But in my life, I've tried to think that everything that's ever happened to me has made me a better person. And my children would tell you that's absolutely not true. And some of my friends tell you the same thing, but that's what I like to think. So today, I have as my guest, Katie Todd. Katie is an award-winning elementary school music educator, children's music artist, and mother of two beautiful girls. Welcome to the show, Katie Todd.
Hi, Jay. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Katie. One of the things that I didn't really mention in the intro is that you're a member of the Children's Music Network, I believe. And that's how I know you or know of you through people that my wife, who is also a children's musician, knows. And so I was connected to you via a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours by the name of Jane Arsham. So I thank her for introducing me to you. And I look forward to hearing your story. So are you ready to tell it?
I'm ready.
All right, Katie, I'm going to mute myself. Take it away, Katie Todd.
So my full name is Catherine. And every time I walked into a classroom, our teacher would start by reading through the roster and saying, so-and-so's here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this your name? And so every year they'd say, Catherine Cries. And I would say, I actually go by Katie. But in second grade, for some reason, for the first time, I decided, no, I'm not going to correct my teacher. No one calls me Catherine, but this once, I'm going to go by Catherine. That's how second grade's going to be. And so all of second grade, everybody called me Catherine. Mr. White was my teacher, and he was a young teacher. I think it was his fourth year of teaching, but he was exceptional. And not because I was the best at spelling or that I knew every single state and capital, although he did make sure I knew those things. It was because he cared about every single student in a unique way and made sure that when we were at school, we enjoyed being there. It wasn't that we just had to sit still or learn how to follow the rules or make sure that we always got an A on every paper. It was that we were valuable simply for being in the classroom with him and with all of our classmates. I distinctly remember being in the hallway on a bathroom break. And it's a bathroom break. You're just supposed to stand there. You're in second grade. Wait your turn. When you're done, you wait until everyone else is done, and then we all go back in the classroom. But it wasn't just a bathroom break. Mr. White made it a roller coaster ride. Literally, we would all be in our line, and then he would stand at the front of the line, and we'd all be on an imaginary roller coaster, and we'd lean this way, and we'd lean this way, and we'd have to silently scream as we pretended to go down the hill. And it was the best thing to do while you were just waiting for everyone to get their drink and go to the bathroom. It was so much better than telling everyone to be quiet or playing the quiet game. It was interactive. It was fun. It was using your imagination. And it made second grade so memorable. He made us all feel special. And because of that, I was so significantly impacted. And that's my story.
Well, I was a school teacher for 1,000 years, actually 36. And so I always like to hear stories of teachers who impacted young people. So how do you think, Katie, or should I call you Catherine, how do you think that second grade experience has impacted who you are today?
So I will say I went on to have a third grade teacher that was excellent and a fourth grade teacher was excellent. And in our district, that one building housed second, third, and fourth grade. And when I left the building after fourth grade, I knew in my mind, I always wanted to come back. Like that was just the best place to be. So I was going to be a teacher. I was going to be an elementary school teacher. And I stayed in touch with Mr. White. And in high school, I said, hey, Mr. White, he was teaching fourth grade by that point. Can I come observe you teach just to confirm this is what I want to do? And I went and I observed him teaching. And I left that classroom after observing and said, oh my gosh, this is not what I want to do. I do not want to have to memorize historical facts. I do not want to teach your kid how to do math. I do not want to have to check spelling papers all day. This is not what I want to do, but it is where I want to be. And I was in choir and I was in band and I'd always enjoyed music. So I thought, okay, so I need to pivot. I will be in elementary, but I'm going to do it with music because I can use music to make the kids feel as valued as Mr. White did when I was in his class. But not only can I do it for one class, I can do it for a whole school of kids and see them for years. So I went to school. I got my music education degree. I got my master's in music education. And I was so excited. I got my first job at an inner city school in Wichita. And I was thrilled. I got to know all the kids. I got to teach them how to sing, how to play, how to have musical experiences that they would never forget. And then my second year of teaching, I'd already told my principal at this school, hey, I'm committed to next year. I have no plans to leave. And then who calls but Mr. White? And he is now a principal.
Wow.
And he said, hey, just so you know, I have an opening in my district and I think you need to come work here. To which I immediately said, yes, tell me more. And then he said, it's a traveling job where you get to go to four different elementary schools every single day and teach music. I said, oh, actually, I get to stay in one building right now and know all of my kids and all of the staff, and it is much easier. That does not sound like the job that I want. And he said, well, it won't last forever. I said, how long will it last? He said, I don't know, but you should just take my word for it. Just come back. I said, okay. So I spent 3 years traveling every day between four different schools and taught and got to know the staff at all of those buildings. And even though it wasn't easy, having to get to know four different sets of staff and all of the kids, and also being very unknown because you're not really a part of any community building, was not easy. But at just the right time, I got the call from Mr. White, and he said, the permanent teacher, so that I was a traveler, I would cover like two classes where there was another teacher who covered all the classes all day that were left. I just had to do the filler job. Well, the teacher at his school was retiring, and would I like the job? And the timing was crazy because I was literally a week away from having my first child.
Wow.
And so I thought about it for just a split second, and I said, I may go into labor because of all of this, but yes, I will take this job. Let me have my baby first, and then I'm going to come back. And now I get to teach in the school where I attended second, third, and fourth grade and fell in love with elementary school for the principal who was my second grade teacher. And I still get to watch him impact kids every day. And I get to impact kids every day. And the joy and the freedom and the feeling of being valued that he as a principal can share with his staff and feed to the kids and allows me to give to the kids is just beyond measure. It is a joy to come to work every day. And sure, there's hard days. I mean, no job is perfect. But when I get to come here and do what I love with people who I know support me, who have known me since I was 8 years old, is just incredible.
Wow. I really don't know too many people who have that type of experience where they go back somehow. You know, there's the old line, you can't go home again. The idea that somehow if you return to your original place, it won't be good enough or something. There'll be some, you know, some sadness, but it sounds like you actually circled back and you absolutely sound joyous in your position right now. And it sounds like you're really happy with what you do, which is, I won't say it's rare, but not a lot of people have that energy, I would say, with their employment. I wish it were so. I enjoyed being a teacher in my life, but I didn't go back to my school to do it. But that's wonderful that you were able to do that, and you're still connected to Mr. White. Is he in any way connected in your life in any other way? Do you name any of your kids after him or anything like that?
No, I didn't, but he does know them very well, and they come and talk to him in the mornings, and he's very much aware of our personal life and our work life and is always supportive. He is a principal who puts family first, which we all as a staff really appreciate, and it motivates us to be here and do our jobs and also to take care of ourselves. So we're the best selves for the kids that we need to teach and take care of.
Fantastico. Well, do your children go to that school, or are they not old enough yet?
I have a first grader, and she goes to the school across the street.
Okay.
So she gets to be here with me in the morning, and my staff knows her, and I bring her back over in the afternoons. So they do know her, but she does go to a different school.
All right. Well, listen, I really like the story because it's a happy one, and I usually don't get happy stories, to be honest with you. most of my guests tell me some trauma, and yours is actually impactful, but in a positive way. I'm flashing back to my own second grade experience with Sister Mary Jane Francis telling us to be very quiet in the hallways and, you know, going to the bathroom. You couldn't even make sounds during that time. And this kid, Mr. White, with the roller coaster trying to keep you entertained. That is pretty brilliant. And I can see where it could be, in a way, something that you would carry with you the rest of your life and say, I want to be like that. So that's hats off to Mr. White.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a treat.
All right. Well, that's our show. Katie Todd, thank you for the happy story, inspirational. I still kind of want to give a special shout out to Mr. White, because it seems that you have somehow magically found a way to be happy in your job at the same time inspiring other people, which is a wonderful thing. And I think that has to be, to some extent, a consequence of a good second grade teacher. Thank you, Katie, for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
I'm going to end this show a little differently, folks. Usually I end with my theme song. This time we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to end with the Katie Todd original. So until next time, this is Jay Rehack asking you all to please stay safe out there and try not to hurt anybody.
Chickadee, 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 wanting to be free. Chickadee, 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 couldn't wait to see what's outside the shell that seems to be surrounding me. Said the chickadee, chickadee. To the world.